Shout out to Claritev for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Follow two or three people who are already doing what you want to do and learn, like, not copy pasting, but there's a few things they're doing well. I don't like watching what people in my space are doing, in my career space. However, I want to learn, who did they learn from? I want to go to the mothership.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So, come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. Guys, welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh, and boy, do we have a special guest today. My main lady. So, we went over her the pronunciation of the name, and then I butcher it at game time. It's Sonal Bahale is in the house. Sonal, welcome to the show.
Hey, Darius, thank you for having me. I'm so pumped to be here.
Oh, man, I was so pumped to get your name right. And then when I went for it, I just completely fell flat on my face. So Sonal is here today on the show, and I'm so excited to have you here. Do you mind if I give a little bit of background on how I discovered you?
Go for it.
So look, most people that don't know this, but to get on the show is pretty difficult. I get probably, I don't know, like 10 requests a day. And so normally it's people I know or friends of friends or people who I go reach out to. And Sonal is an example of someone I reached out to. So she had, in March, I was on a trip to Hawaii and I was on LinkedIn, and I have, I'm fairly active on LinkedIn. And I saw this total viral post from this amazing woman who had just hit 100,000 subscribers and over 3 million views on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do that. Like a good learner that I am, I milk my show. And I'm like, well, I'll just bring her on the show. Like, she doesn't know me, but I'll bring her on the show and we can learn all about that. But the more I dug into your background, the more I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you're an entrepreneur and you've done some really cool things. And so I wanted to have you come on the show to really talk about the things that you're doing, and I'll go into your formal bio in a second, but really this achievement of hitting 100,000 plus subscribers, and you did it through good old fashioned hard work and effort, the old fashioned way, as they say. So congratulations to that, Sonal. I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you. I feel very special with that introduction, that you get all these requests every single day. And you going out of your way, I'm guessing on a holiday in Hawaii, and reaching out. Thank you. I am thrilled to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm just as thrilled. And so, for me, look, for people that are new to the show, The Greatness Machine is about two things: people who are living their passions and those that are creating greatness in the world, and doing so despite the odds. And so when I saw this thing of, wow, this person hit 100,000 subscribers, I have like 146 subscribers, 164. So on YouTube, I don't have a presence there. So I was like, yet, man, that was
yet
keyword, right? And I'm like, look, I've created a ton of content, and I said, look, it's hard to get people to press the button and say, I want to learn more about that person. you know, and what you start to learn, I was never a content creator. I was a person that ran, like, my last business that I exited, I had 1,000 employees, right? I ran a big company. And which is hard to do too, right? But I heard this quote when I left that world, and it said, "There's the two hardest things to do in business is raise money and build an audience. And the harder of those two is build an audience." So I'm always impressed when I see people who build a real audience, because obviously in that world you can kind of buy your audience, and it's not a real audience. But and so for me that was really intriguing. But I want to. Do you mind if I give your formal bio? I want the audience also to learn more about, like, your actual formal bio.
I, as you wish, or I could do that for you. The formal bio tends to be formal, so I don't know. Whatever your style, Darius, go for it.
I'm informal, but I'm
yes,
gonna.
Yes, me too.
I read the formal one. I'm like, this is too long and it's boring. So I'm gonna make it less. So, you guys, it's gonna take me a minute, but Sonal Bahel is an experienced career strategist and HR director. Who you're from India? You live in Belgium with your family. And over the course of the last two decades, you've been in HR. You screened over 250,000 resumes and conducted over 5,000 interviews on multiple continents. You have a business now called Supercharge. And what you're doing in that business is helping people find the careers of their passions and choice. And one of the major tools that you're using to, you know, teach people is through your YouTube channel, where you've built over 108,000 subscribers and over 3 million views. How'd I do?
Perfect.
Is that pretty good? Okay. Yeah. There's other stuff. You have a podcast of How I Got Hired. That's a worldwide podcast. We'll talk about that some more. But yeah, like, you know, and on Greatness Machine, like, we really love to hear people's origin stories, because it's not like you woke up, rolled out of bed, and was like, snapped your fingers, and all of a sudden you became this total badass who had, you know, six figures as far as the number of people who actually gave a shit about what you have to talk about, right? But I'd love to hear, like, how did you get into where you're at right now? Can you give us the origin story?
Yes, absolutely. It still feels like you're talking about someone else, you know, so it feels a bit fake in that sense. I am a very unlikely person to do what I'm doing today. Very unlikely, Darius. You know, one area that gets a really bad rap is corporate life. I loved corporate life. I still do. I miss the team aspect of it. And I did that for a good 18 years. I enjoyed myself. You know, I don't think entrepreneurship is for everyone, you know, especially internet entrepreneurship, the way it is sold, you're having mimosas on the beach. It's not the reality, right? And I was very happy with my 9-to-5, and I liked to disconnect. You know, usually I could disconnect, right? I was at a senior role. Sometimes you bring work home, but most of the time you disconnect and you enjoy yourself. You have a very steady, comfortable paycheck. And I loved that life. And I didn't know what an entrepreneur was. So what happened was, I'd been through a few, I don't like the word break. There was nothing beautiful about, like, a break. When you take a break in your career, sometimes it's not by choice. Like, I got laid off a couple of times. I've been through some hard ones. Or, you know, I was expanding the family. We were having another kid. So it was a pause. It was a career pause. And in that period of time, my only thought, Darius, was I want to get employed again. I love working. I love the security of, you know, a paycheck, etc. I also have that immigrant developing country mindset where stability is good. I loved it up until I did not love it anymore. And the reason was that the role I was in was, instead of giving me energy, it was sucking every last fiber of my being. It was taking it out. I was in the wrong role. And it showed up in how I was showing up to work. It showed up in every possible way. And I, you know, when you have that moment, you know what you were doing. When it hits you like a ton of bricks, when you're like, F it, I'm going to do something else. So in my case, it hit me. However, I had no cushion to fall back on. I didn't have another backup plan, nothing. But it was just reaching a stage where, you know, sometimes when you're not going through a great time mentally, it can affect you physically. It shows up in symptoms, and it was starting to show up. And I said, okay. And my husband and I, you know, thank goodness, we're great champions of each other. And I was like, not loving it anymore, and I'm, you know, busting my behind 9 to 8 or 9 to 9, and I come home, the kids are already in bed. I don't want to live like this anymore. And he said, then don't, we'll figure it out, don't worry. So 2018, I spent being lost, and I want to make this clear, it was not pretty, finding my way, journaling, meditation, yoga. It was in the weeds. It was scary. It was uncomfortable. I was going around asking for interviews. I got so many yeses. Yes, we'd love to meet you. But what happened? Where were the jobs? There weren't any jobs. And this is someone who's, you know, I have a top two global MBA from INSEAD, which is a fantastic MBA program.
Yeah, amazing.
I've lived and worked in India, South America, and Europe. I speak Spanish and French fluently. You would consider, like, in a traditional sense, this is someone who's, you know, looks good in the sense that put her in the lineup, you know, and I wasn't getting calls for interviews. So, you know, who said this? I think Mike Tyson said this. Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So that's what was going on. They were like, oh, you're so interesting, Sonal. You're so exotic and amazing. Look at your languages. Look at your work experience. I'm like, yeah, okay.
So what do you think it was that was stopping you?
Jobs. I think two or three things that I know of, because there could be things I don't know of, including, you know, maybe I don't look or sound like them, right? I don't know that. It's possible. But I don't control it, so I don't like to think about it. But it was things like, you know, the timing or the language, because here in Belgium, you also speak Dutch, a big part of the country. And I don't have that. I have Spanish and French, like I said, because I learned this in my 20s and 30s by living in Uruguay, Chile, Belgium, France. But I'm, you know, native English, native Hindi speaker, right? That's not something. So I've like learned it and I've taught myself this. So for whatever reason, I honestly don't know and I don't really care. Right. I wasn't getting calls for interviews. So I got frustrated. And I remember in July 2018, so this is a few months later, I said, okay, what I've been doing in my time right now is I've been pottering around the house and getting stuff organized. And one place I always go to learn things I don't know, like gardening or whatever I was doing, you know, make a recipe. I was in full housewife mode. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I have huge respect for women who are working at home or men who are full time at home. I think it's hard.
Yeah.
It is thankless. Yeah. It is like just taken for granted. And in that time, I remember I was just on YouTube all the time learning stuff. And I looked at a couple of videos and something clicked. And I said, what if I have all this knowledge? What if I make it easy to learn and I start putting videos on YouTube and I have a little channel? And I didn't think it was only career, although I wanted to start with career because I learned so much in HR, right? Having lived in all these countries in the world, you know, hiring people, firing people. I have a perspective that maybe others don't have because of, you know, being on the other side. But I've also been a job seeker. I got laid off a few times. I've been on both sides and I thought, this is interesting. Maybe people want to learn about it. So I put my first video out in September 2018, huge fanfare, sent it to all my friends and family. So who watched it? It was friends and family. So it was a few hundred views. And
that's pretty good. That's pretty good for a first video.
It was very discouraging. Why is that? Because I was learning how to do YouTube videos on YouTube, if that makes any sense. So all YouTube coaches. So it was like, oh, you know, and 2018, I still remember people saying, YouTube is saturated. This is 2018.
You're like, well, it's way more saturated now.
I know. It's always going to be that way. I was very discouraged. So then I had another video in December. So look at the sense of, I need you to follow the timeline here. I was so discouraged because of the first video. It took me days of editing because I learned to edit everything on Adobe Premiere Pro. I taught myself, again, through YouTube. It didn't occur to me to hire someone. I was like, I'm not earning anything right now. So I don't have the right to start spending money. The second video came out in December 2018.
Wait, again, so the first one was when in September?
September okay, 2018, so, December 2018. You know, a couple of views here and there.
Wait, so did you expect it to go viral, the first video? You're like, oh, I'm going to get like 10,000 views.
There was a little thing in me that thought, oh, it's so helpful. It was like, how to have a supercharged resume. So I was like, it's going to help lots of people.
Right.
It didn't. I wish someone had told me that it takes time. I wish someone told me to stay the course. Nobody told me. And I so then what happened? I was like, no, 2019, January, I'm so pumped. I'm going to do this. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. Then I took out 5-6 more videos from January to June. And each of them was a lot of hard work. I would do like crazy amount of research and put it all. And I was like, oh, this is such a masterpiece. I'm like, please, let's not forget these are home videos on my iPhone, etc. I was getting so discouraged because it took me whatever, I think 7 months to reach 50 subscribers. April. It was such a slow burn, Darius. And I was like, okay, this is not working for me anymore. And when things don't work out, I want the listener to pay attention. We start telling ourselves stories.
Yeah.
And my story was, I know your, you know, you know your stuff is good, but YouTube is not for you.
Oh.
People who are career minded are on LinkedIn, which is true, but they're not on YouTube, which is not true. And why is it not true? Because all my sort of competitors, I put them in quotes because almost all of them are now, I've already interviewed them on my podcast. So I believe in collaboration, not competition.
Yeah.
But they were doing really well. So there is a place and they were getting found and they were getting courses and sales, which is what I wanted. So, but I was like, no, it's all on LinkedIn. So I took my exact like YouTube videos and I started posting them on LinkedIn as native content.
Okay. So
and I did that for years. I completely ignored YouTube for 2 years.
Let me ask you a question though. So you downloaded them and re-uploaded them as native content on LinkedIn. And you said, oh, to hell with this. I'm YouTube's not for me.
Yes.
It's just, that's not where job.
It's a waste of my time.
I'm creating content for the sake of content. I'm not actually getting any traction. And look, there's some truth to like, if I'm not getting traction, then why am I going to keep doing it? Right. So, and maybe there's an argument to be made that you got to go figure it out still, but so you natively post to LinkedIn and how was it going over there?
So that's what happened. I put it all on LinkedIn almost immediately. I start getting calls. I'm like, hey, I read your article. I watched your video. Can we talk? And then I realized, okay, this is actually happening. So I need to set up a business and, you know, put an LLC in place, etc. So then from there on, the rest is history. But it doesn't end there because we're talking 2019. January, February 2021, which is 2 years after a particular video of mine on YouTube, very old one that I'd forgotten about. The topic is how to negotiate your salary. I was proud of it, but like I told you, Darius, who was watching? Nobody was watching. My friends, their mom, like no one. That particular video completely randomly goes like, you have to see, it's off the charts. I'm like suddenly one day, oh, 13,000 views. Huh, how did that happen? Okay, I just ignored it. And then the next day, 50,000, 100,000. I'm like, what's going on? It's an ancient video. And by the way, it had such bad audio. I still get complaints till today that when people are listening on their headphones, the intro music is blasting and it's horrible for their ears. And I've even put a pinned comment, but people still want to call me names and they're like, it's awful. But the but the content was working. Suddenly, it was always working, but it was being seen. And people were commenting like, oh my gosh, this has helped me to negotiate anything from, I don't know, 10% to 300% increase in salary. I don't know how you did this. This is magic. I'm going to tell all my friends. These are complete strangers. And that video now is, I don't know, I think it's carrying my channel. It's still there. And it's like, so when you're talking about like YouTube success, this is completely random shit. Okay.
So in my case,
it was just like, okay, so I think I need to start paying attention to YouTube. I started feeding it and then I hired a YouTube coach and I was like, okay, you know, I don't want to be I don't want to be like spaghetti on the wall. I want to know what I'm doing. Already after crossing 50K subscribers.
Yeah. Let me take a step back because I don't want to say it's dumb luck, but there's luck obviously involved in that. It's not like you had this old piece of content that caught fire and went viral, right? But it wasn't positioned for that. It just, for whatever reason, went viral, right?
I'll tell you one good thing that I was doing, and I've thought about it a lot. I'm like, why, how did this happen? One thing that I did was, even though I wasn't active on YouTube, I've been live streaming on LinkedIn since January 2020. Every Friday, I haven't missed a single Friday, come hell or high water. come COVID, everything. I've been through it. So while live streaming, I'm also using StreamYard. So I'm also streaming like at the same time on YouTube. So it's just been there. It's not necessarily been my, you know, primary audience. Now it is, but it wasn't for the longest time.
And so when you had that one piece of content, you think that, the live streaming is what got people to go look at your YouTube channel? Were you promoting the YouTube channel then, or what? So
I was live streaming, I was also streaming on YouTube.
Oh, you're streaming on YouTube. So people might have like went and saw you.
But yeah, she's live right now. And then looking at the comments, because I'm very interactive. So I'm like, okay, you know, if this is open office hours, do you need help with something? Oh, Darius is here. Darius has a question. So I'm taking people's names. That's kind of my style. So, but I think everything started with that particular video because it had so much value. I still get comments till today that how is this video free? And I'm like, you know what? I'm asking myself the same thing.
Like, yeah, I'm going to take it off and charge you for it. But, so you had 15 subscribers when you started. After that video went viral, how many subscribers did you go up to?
I was getting about 800 a day.
Okay. And so
I couldn't keep up. And then it slowed down.
So where did you end after it leveled off?
After it leveled off. It didn't level off. It just kept rising. And from 800 a day, it became 500 a day, and now it's 200 a day.
Okay,
so it's still going on. So it's approximately 1,000 subscribers a week, and most of the time they're getting found because of that. And the where I want to give credit is the YouTube algorithm. When it sees that something is working, unlike LinkedIn, it bends over backwards to make sure. LinkedIn recommendations just pushes it out. It's just pure like science the way it does it. And I've read a couple of YouTube, you know, books on how YouTube works just to understand the how to duplicate some of that random success.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now. And let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius.
So do you believe that the 100,000 subscribers you got was purely based off that one video going viral?
Yes.
And so if you had to go
50, I would say 50%, because 50%, that's right. How I got found. But getting found is not enough, right? They will stay if they like other stuff. Like, oh, she's got a whole body of work. Let me check this out. Oh, the thumbnail makes me want to click on it. So the other pieces started fitting together. So I was, you know what I mean? Like, their foot was in the door thanks to that one channel. It was like, welcome. But did they want to stay? They wanted to stay because of the body of work that was already there. It had been there for years, untouched, unloved.
Got it. Yeah. So you had done some of the right things. So the body of work is how you got that's how you probably got those 50,000 subscribers. To your point, they wouldn't have subscribed for just one video. They subscribed because there was other, you had authority in their mind. The other 50% though. So look, we could chalk up, hard work and luck is, 50% of it's the hard work that you put in, and 50% of it was the luck of, YouTube. You caught that fire on the algorithm. I had a guy, I used to do, TEDx events. Mm-hmm. So I did curated two TEDx events in San Francisco, called at the Young Museum, called TEDx Golden Gate Park. And one of the guys, who has since now passed away, but he did his name is, I can't believe I forget his name. It's terrible of me. Scott Dinsmore. So Scott Dinsmore did this TED talk that called How to Find Work You Love. You might have actually seen it before. It's had 12 million views. He's a good-looking guy. It's a TEDx talk. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think so. It sounds very familiar. But I didn't know, unfortunately, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away about seven years ago in September. It's an amazing situation. But anyway, when you do these TEDx events, he was really strategic. We got to post the video at this time on this day. And he had a little bit of an audience. So they went behind it, and everyone. So he figured out a way to make it to get the algorithm to pick it up. And that talk now has probably close to 7 million views. Right. But I watched it in real time, and it just went. Hmm. And he'd just get, 10,000 a week. And then it got up to 100,000 a month. And the thing and then when he passed away, I reached out to Chris Anderson, who's the founder of TED. And I said, hey, this guy, you guys have never posted this talk on your website, on the TED site. He was a huge fan of TED. But it was really cool. It was How to Find Work You Love. And, he had 6 million views at that point. And then they ended up putting it on the front page of TED for a week. And he's probably 7 million views on that site. So it was interesting to watch the algorithm get to work. And I have another friend who did a TED talk, which is How Great Entrepreneurs Act Like Drug Addicts. And his thing, I saw his go viral too. Same thing though, to your point, when it goes viral, that's the algorithm doesn't work for you. But look, how many people are going to have a viral TED, a viral YouTube? That's a hard thing to do, right?
It's not only a hard thing to do, Darius, it's also not sustainable.
Right.
Like people like my dad, okay, the culture I come from, how much he wants to know the ROI.
How much money did you make from it?
So it's like, dad, dude, you gotta play the long game here. You gotta play the long game. It's 3 years since March 2019, since that video came out, that crap video with the awful audio with content. I'm proud of. I'm very proud of it, but I'm still getting ad revenue from it. Who cares? What, like, you gotta play the long game. So obviously since then I've milked it, and I've had other videos related to the topic because people are responding to it. It's like the market tells you what they want. Sometimes they don't, like, had, what's his name? Henry Ford. They don't know they want a car. All they want is fast horses. Yeah. But sometimes they will tell you, I like this. Can you talk about this more? I'm like, okay. So there is definitely, okay, this is like the perfect storm, rising inflation, jobs are getting harder. If you can extract more money from one job offer and be happy and do it in a way that doesn't feel sleazy, that makes sense, Sonal. People want to know more about this, particularly in lower income countries. I'm like, I'm going to do that. right? And give the best value, give it for free. And I'm a huge like believer in, not just because I'm, you know, it's anything to do with my religion, but I'm a huge believer in karma. You put good out, you the good will come back. And I've had my YouTube coach telling me, you're giving away too much value. And I'm like, I'll do it. Sure. Okay. This freebie shouldn't be a freebie. Take it back. Don't make it an opt-in. Let it be to pay. I'm like, okay, fine. But whatever is already out, it's out. You know, it's doing good in the world. But I have to tell you one thing, Darius, because you keep, you know, I heard you say 100,000. When I reached it, I had imagined in my head what it's going to be like. And let me tell you, our ego is a nasty piece of work.
Yeah.
My ego said, phew, took you 4 years to get here.
Oh, no way. You didn't stop and smell the roses.
No, I did. I made that little video because I made it for me, Darius. I made that video for me. And my silver play button, I still have to edit that one, that video unboxing. Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, so lame. How millennial can I be? Not even millennial. It's like a zillennial thing to do, unboxing. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm doing that for me. If others come for the ride, that's fine. But that's a way to shush my voice. Because when I'm talking to you right now, in my vision board, I've got 1 million. So I'm like, 100,000 is nothing. I know others who are doing amazing work in my space. She's got 600K. She's got 1 million. She's got 2 million. You're still at 100K. So listening to you celebrate it feels amazing. And I'm here with you right now. But I'm telling the listener, because watch out, because that bully every now and then says, that's it.
Yeah.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way the conversations that we all have with ourselves, we would never have with our children. We would never have with our friends. No. But we're so hard on ourselves. You know, yeah. I love hearing that you've given that thought, because I do think that we have to be our biggest cheerleaders, not our biggest bullies. But, you know, I'm like,
it's
that too.
It's hard work. It's hard work to be your biggest cheerleader. It's good to say that. I say this to all my clients. Following my own advice is
a totally different thing. I don't follow any of my own advice. But I give great advice, though. So let me ask you a question, because here I am. I'm coming to you, Sonal, and I'm like, hey, look, I got 164 subscribers on YouTube. I want 100,000 subscribers, but I don't know how to make a viral piece of content, and I don't want to bet on that. I just want to do it the right way. What would be your biggest piece of advice to someone like me?
Okay. So the biggest piece of advice would be, don't take advice from strangers. I'm kidding.
But you know what? Listen, I have a belief that you talk to people that have done things that you want to do.
No, I agree. Right. I was kidding. That was more like, hey, what's your, you know, career advice? Because I get that question. I'm like, why are you asking me? Because we usually have the answers. This is more a mentorship thing. So this makes a lot of sense, a teaching thing. I would say follow two or three people who are already doing what you want to do, and learn. Like, not copy pasting, but there's a few things they're doing well. I don't like watching what people in my space are doing, in my career space. However, I want to learn, who did they learn from? I want to go to the mothership.
She's my lover. Hey gang, Darius Mashaza here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So listen, I know we have a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners out there that listen to the show. And right now, if you're one of those folks and you're doing, let's call it, a bare minimum of 7 figures and above in your business, then what I'd like to do is give you an offer right now. How would you like to get your hands on the frameworks that I actually used to scale my last company, which started off as a small little 7-figure company, to over $100 million in annual revenue? And I did it in less than 2 years, and I did it without costly growing pains, without the headaches that you usually experience when you are scaling your businesses. So if you're one of those folks and you're trying to grow your company, but you're finding yourself stuck in that day-to-day, if you're one of the listeners and you're getting grinded, this is your respite from getting grinded on in your business, you're listening to our show, and you're dealing with the breakdowns, you're dealing with inefficiencies, and you know, you've got that firefighter suit on and all the problems lining on your desk, and you're not doing the work you're supposed to be doing, which is working on the business instead of in it, then what I'm about to talk to you about for the next, call it 60 seconds, this is precisely for you. Real quickly, though, if you don't already know this about me, prior to starting The Greatness Machine, I spent 20 years of my life as a founder and CEO of real-world companies, and during that time, I actually grew my companies to over $1.2 billion with a B in bootstrap revenue. In fact,
We scaled out my last company from 30 to 1,000 employees, and we did it in just 36 months. And we did it all by using a three-step framework that I call my scale map method. So that, of course, brings us to the purpose of this here mid-roll ad. Yes, this is what the podcast producers call these things. Recently, I created a 30-minute training, and what it does is it walks you step-by-step through all of my scale map method frameworks, and you can watch it right now for free when you go to dariusscale.com. That's my first name, Darius, scale, S-C-A-L-E.com. And what these frameworks do is they fix, they simplify, and they streamline every single aspect of your business. And they do it without the need for complicated scaling systems that are typically way too difficult and way too time consuming for a busy CEO like you and for my, like myself was to implement. So if you want a simple and you want a proven path to remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, just like I did, so that you can do what you're supposed to be doing, which is leading your company to record growth without the headaches and without the growing pains, go to dariusscale.com. That's www.dariusscale.com. Watch the short video, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Now, back to the show.
Right. So there's a couple of YouTube coaches that give out amazing value, and their channel is all about, so it's very meta. It's how to do YouTube on YouTube, right? That's how I kind of taught myself, because I realized I was making some very basic mistakes. So those people, there's women, men from across the world who for whom a lot of the things we think, why haven't I got there yet? For them, it's like really obvious, but for us, it's not. And so I learned from there a lot. So things like, you know, the flow, you know, the technical side of things like the video, are the first 30 seconds gripping? People's attention span is the currency, right? So if that is gripping the hook, then they'll want to stay and make it long enough. Let them spend time with you, all of that. So all of that stuff I learned from all these YouTube gurus, YouTube coaches. Then the other thing is, it's like that YouTube homepage. That's your home. Like, that's where you live. And that's the first place people will go to when they want to learn more about Darius. Okay. So when they're there, do they know what you do, what you're about, etc.? And what is in it for me? Right? A good YouTube coach can do that audit. And they always have this fresh set of eyes. And I thought my YouTube page was pretty cool. My YouTube coach completely shredded it apart. And I was so happy she did. I was so happy because I realized I had done that page for me. It wasn't for, no, it's not meant for me. It was meant for, you know, viewers, clients, prospective clients, etc. The third thing I want to say is, do you want to subscribe to your own channel?
Oh, interesting.
If you like it, you'll want to subscribe. Would you subscribe to your own channel? Would you watch your own videos? I watch videos from 3 years ago. I'm like, oh, did I say that? That was good. But it's like, oh, I can't watch my stuff. I'm like, if you can't watch your stuff, then how would you expect others to like it?
Right. Interesting.
So things like that, right? And the fourth one, which is very interesting. I don't know if this is helpful to you, but I like getting technical, is the thumbnail. Because they say, don't judge a book by its cover. Okay. But it helps. The cover helps to sell the book.
Right, right.
Like the world we live in, let's not be too idealistic, right? The cover, the title, that dictates if I'm going to get that book or not. Ooh, this is interesting. Oh, the title is so cool. But that is the exact same thing for a thumbnail. So sometimes I go to channels, they have the best content, but the thumbnails are identical, for example.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So those are things that like get people in. So invitation, it's like, come to my house, but the invitation isn't necessarily inviting. Like the home doesn't look inviting, but the home is lovely. They have amazing food, but from the outside, it looks a bit dull, etc. So it's that combination. So I learned all of that, like including making YouTube faces. Darius, it makes me cringe to say this, but the thumbnails where it's like you have that surprise expression, angry expression, those joy, all of that, you know, shame. And I'm like, I can't do this. And my coach, Salma, she was like, you got to do it. Small price to pay, Sonal. You're in it. The price of admission is playing by the rules. You can break them, but you got to know what the rules are to begin with.
And so you have to do like pointing out. Like
one of those. I'm pointing at the title.
Yeah.
And I realized it works. And I'll tell you why it works. You look at your own YouTube watch history. You've watched videos, right? And you watch videos that oh, that looks like a cool video. I'm going to click on it.
Right.
What was the clickability? So like you yourself are telling yourself, like, I would watch that. Ah, okay. Is my thumbnail doing that for me? So things like that. And one, so many things I lacked, Darius. I mean, what took me 4 years could take someone even less. So consistency, I wasn't consistent. I would post when I feel like it. And that's not like people like someone who's dependable and predictable. It's like, oh, I'm still not there yet, by the way, but I do try 2 to 3 times a month. It's like someone who says every Wednesday, 3 p.m. CET or, you know, EST or whatever, I'm going to, people are like, okay, I'm looking forward. So if you have a production team that can do that, that is amazing, because people are like, oh, you know, no matter what, she's got something batched up and I want to watch. That's my time with her. So consistency and playing the long game, like, you know, yes, you got to drive. You got to drive far. You got to keep going. Yes, yes. But direction is also important.
Yeah.
You want to go to Tunisia, but the car is driving to Timbuktu. Nobody, not going to happen. So at some point, you got to know where to turn. So it's not enough to put out enough, you know, content and be consistent, because the analytics will tell you if it's working or not. And the YouTube analytics, according to me, are some of the most advanced analytics out there on any social media platform whatsoever.
Are you doing a lot of SEO with it, like optimization of the
post? I used to. I do it less now because the audience is there. So that helps for sure. But there are two that I use that really helped, particularly in the beginning. And I still use them for titles because titles really matter. One is Keywords Everywhere.
Keywords Everywhere, okay.
Keywords Everywhere. It used to be a free tool. Up until a couple of years ago, and now it's like $10 a year. So for me, it's still okay. Free.
Free.
That's nothing. The other one, I use the free version of Uber Suggest. Neil Patel. And that validates the things that Keywords Everywhere is suggesting. And there's also a couple of tools that YouTube, you know, like which can help understand your own YouTube analytics, like TubeBuddy and vidIQ. I've used both of them. I'm one of those people that gets a bit overwhelmed very quickly.
Yeah.
So the less I know, the better. As long as I see a few metrics, like, is the average watch time going up? Okay. Is the subscribers going up? Those are a couple of things. Like, okay, people are watching. More people are watching, and people are watching for longer. For me, those are, you know, if those things are going well, then advertisers are also going to be interested.
So do you believe that if you didn't have, let's say you, the video didn't go viral, but you did all the right things because most people, again, are listening to this, they're not going to have a viral video. They're going to just have to go do the right things. If you had done the right things without the video going viral, where do you think your subscriber count would be at right now? Or do you have like no idea?
I have no idea, but I do know that it encouraged me to put more work into YouTube.
Got it. Okay. And so someone that wants to, let's say someone who's obviously the average listener in this for this show is going to be a business person that's going to want to invest in it. They're not going to want to go watch a bunch of YouTube videos to figure it out. They're going to want someone to say like, hey, I want to hire someone. I want them to just do it, like show me what to do. And we're going to build a plan and go do it. Like how would you recommend they go about, you know, making their YouTube channel become, you know, lead gen branding for themselves, where it becomes something of substance, not, you know, and there's so much noise out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've seen it right now. I started posting content 2 years ago. And for me, it's like, I don't, you know, I haven't done a very good job on YouTube. On podcast, I've done a better job, but I've had to invest. I've basically just spent money to have people listen to the show, right. To promote the show. And what I found is if I don't hire someone to do it, like it ain't going to get done. So how would you recommend someone, that maybe a company with a budget that wants to promote their YouTube, how would you recommend they go about it?
I'm by no means an expert, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put myself in the shoes of companies where I have subscribed. So like you, Darius, I am a small business owner. So I use a few apps. And those apps have YouTube channels. Those are businesses. Those are multi-million dollar businesses. So I don't have to subscribe to them. So I'll give you examples like StreamYard YouTube channel. Capwing, which does the captions on all the videos, and particularly on LinkedIn. Buzzsprout for my podcast. Why am I subscribed to these channels? The most basic thing that people forget that I think we have to keep reminding ourselves is that YouTube is a search engine, which is owned by the world's biggest search engine.
Right.
Again and again, we have to keep saying that because people think it's like, it's not feed-based like LinkedIn, right? It's a search engine. So I go to Google and I write how to start a podcast. There'll be a few ad links in the beginning. Let me think. Most of us don't see those, right? Then we're like, we come to the real meat of my search results. And there's an expression, if you want to hide a dead body, put it on page 2 of Google. So the first page will tell you like the juiciest results. Now, the company that's listening, the person, the man or the woman, whoever's listening to the show right now, your company solves a problem. Otherwise, your company wouldn't exist. We as human beings are attracted to solving problems. That's not just business, but it's life. You listen to a story, there's no problem, you're not going to listen. I mean, it's just, we are, I think in our DNA, we are built to solve problems.
Right.
So the company that you work with, I'm telling this to the listener, it solves a particular problem. How can you help the person who's looking for your solution? They're looking for you. They are almost like, they've got their wallet. They literally want to throw their wallet at you and pay you their money because they want someone to do it faster for them. And you gave such a brilliant example right now. Somebody listening, they don't have they have the budget. They don't have the time. They want to hire someone to do it. What are they going to do? They're going to Google, get a YouTube coach. So same thing. Your company solves a problem. Do you know if your SEO optimized to a basic extent, right? So if somebody types how to start a podcast or how to live stream on LinkedIn, you're showing up in those results. Now, because YouTube is owned by Google, the search results, I'm sure you've noticed this for the last 2 to 3 years, have become even smarter because video results have been starting to get pushed up.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Show all the YouTube
videos. So they're solving a problem and people are like, no, I don't want to tell them too much. Someone might copy me. Someone, if they know the answer, they're not going to buy from me.
I don't, I actually believe in zero of that. Yeah. I think that you give your best stuff away because there's a saying in business that like, you know, every idea has been thought of.
Yeah.
And execution is where you win. Right. So like to my point before is I guarantee you, I could go out there and find every single bit of information of how to build a 1 billion person subscriber YouTube channel. But like, I don't want to go figure all that shit out. I just want someone to like say, go do this. And then 3 days later, go do that. I'd pay someone for that in 2 seconds, right?
Exactly. And I want to add to what you just said. I think the ego plays a big role here for our CEO audience. I don't really think subscribers matter. Like my coach doesn't have millions of subscribers, but she's got a sustainable income through YouTube. So it depends. Your goals depend. What do you want? But one thing that I will say in the back to the search results, Darius, I want you to repeat this after me.
All right, okay, I'm following along.
YouTube is a trust accelerator.
YouTube is a trust accelerator.
My coach told me this. Video is a trust accelerator.
Because they feel like they can see you and feel you. That's why.
And your content is good, right? I'm talking to the listener. Your content is good. You've got sales. So people believe in your product. They've already shown you the proof. You already showed up in somebody's credit card receipts. Your content will be good. You know you can solve a problem. Now go there and find out what is the problem related to your products or services that they're looking for. And yes, everything has been done before.
Sure.
It's not been done by you.
Right.
And someone, they want to learn and they want to learn from someone exactly like you. And we have huge confirmation biases. I have a huge subscriber base in India. That's normal. I'm Indian. I look like them. I sound like them. At the same time, I have a huge subscriber base in the US. That makes no sense. I've never lived there. I don't sound North American. They don't care. So there's a combination of confirmation bias, like, oh, this person gets me. And at the same time, they're giving me pure value. The word value gets thrown around a lot, Darius, but here it's like you're helping them solve a problem. For me, that's value. So when you combine those two things and you show up consistently, it's, you know, the lead gen, everything that you said, subscribers, for me, that's a follow, that just follows from that. But the reason most people, including myself, don't succeed on YouTube for the longest time is because they don't have patience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Long, I've thrown money at it. How long is it going to take? I'm out.
Yeah. Well, and it's natural, right? Because you want to see some positive indicators that you're investing your time and money to get a result. And maybe to your point, maybe you're not investing it in the right places, right? In the right ways. And I mean, clearly there's, I don't know, probably millions of people that have successful YouTube channels. So why can't you be one of them? And in this day and age, people, you know, they buy through trust, to your point. They always have, but now how are they finding you is different. I love the comment though that this is just a search engine, and you know, this is a way to build trust, right? And this is why I was most interested, because I have a person I work with that helps me do stuff for my business, and he really wants me to go on YouTube, and I haven't given it the right effort. So I said, well, Sonal, she's been successful. I want to hear how she did it. And, and a lot of the stuff, it's like, it's not earth shattering, but it's consistent with what I've heard out there. So thank you so much. I appreciate all your candid feedback. I want to do this because we got about a few minutes left on the show. You know, how are you? So obviously you're a career strategist, you're helping people to, you know, find those dream jobs that they're passionate about. Do you mind, you know, kind of talking about like who are you helping? How are you helping them? And what are ways people can connect with you if they want to learn more about what you're doing?
Absolutely. So my niche is also very interesting because it's evolved over time. So when I was starting out, I was helping one-on-one clients who are people like me who live and work outside their home country, and they're multilingual, multicultural people, kind of like me, MBA, typically expat life. And they would be people who are typically stuck somewhere in their career and are not able to move to the next level. So we would work on that together. But one-on-one coaching is not for everyone. It's not accessible for everyone. So that is one of the reasons I started my YouTube channel with free content. But there's also, so there's three things I do, right? So there's coaching, content, and courses. Those are the three ways I help people, all three C's. Coaching, we already talked about, group and individual coaching, particularly, you know, a certain period of time, people are stuck, they need help, I'm there. Courses, you know, guides, scripts, you know, salary negotiation stuff is very popular, for example, or, you know, how to send, you know, all kinds of emails during a time where you feel like it's icky. I need a referral. I don't know. I want to ask Darius, but I don't know how it sounds. So I've like made all of that stuff. So helps people, makes their life easier. So that's the courses part. Content is too, is the podcast, which I'm passionate about, as well as my YouTube channel. So the podcast is more sort of, you know, kind of like what we're doing today, you know, origin story, everything that you said. And I'm always thinking, how is this helping the listener? Always. Yeah. Every sentence coming out of my guest's mouth. Like, it's not just two people, you know, chit-chatting and the, you know, the listener is a fly on the wall. Yes. And at the same time, they're like, holy heck, if they could do it, I can do it too. You know, ordinary people who've had extraordinary success with their career. So that's what the podcast is about. I'm basically a story collector. I love stories. So LinkedIn and YouTube are my other two faves, right? So it's sharing thoughts every time, every post, every video. How is this helping the listener? So even my unboxing that I want to do for my silver play button, which is 100,000 subscribers, I'm going to be like, how did I do this? And look at the mistakes I made. Please avoid them. If I can give you a shortcut, it'll be worth it. So it's always like from that point of view, like value. And it, you know, it's just zero ad dollars, zero marketing budget, just pure trust building through that. And then sky's the limit.
I love it. So where can people, obviously they can connect with you at superchargeyourself.com. Is there other places where people, if they want to connect with
you? That's the website. I'm very inactive there. I'm way more active on my LinkedIn channel, my LinkedIn profile, which I'll give you, and you can link it in the show notes. So Sonal Behl, and my YouTube channel, where I share long form content.
Oh, so perfect. So what we'll do is we'll post that in the show notes. We'll put the website that you're not active on, your LinkedIn profile, and your YouTube channel, which you've crushed it on. Congratulations again. I'm so excited to hear your story. And I didn't expect that. You know, I think, though, that you made some really great points that, you know, I don't think you can bank on something being viral, but you can bank on doing the right things. And the part I loved the most about this interview was, would I want to watch my own channel? And the answer I had was like, hell no, I don't want, like, my channel sucks. Like, you know, I mean, I think I'm slightly entertaining to watch, but am I set up? Is my storefront built? I used to own an ad agency, and the CEO, my partner in the ad agency, she's, by the way, up for Entrepreneur of the Year for Ernst & Young right now, but she
awesome.
And I, yeah, she has, she's stud. She, when we first started working together, she said, listen, Darius, your website is your storefront, and it's, yeah. And your yeah. YouTube channel, to your point, is yeah. your storefront. And when someone walks in your store, do they see mice running around, or do they see something appetizing and beautiful and on brand that makes them feel comfortable? Because the first impressions matter. Right. So I love that comment. And so grateful to have you on the show. Any closing thoughts or any advice for listeners?
I want to just add to that. My website is overdue for a, you know, major overhaul. So that's another story. But based on what you said, right, everyone's looking for that silver bullet. There is everybody, I know. But I just want to end with saying the hard work is the shortcut.
Oh, there you go. Knowledge Bombs by Sunal. Sunal, I'm so grateful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to spread this knowledge to the world, and I'm grateful to have you here today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, y'all. See you guys soon. Love you. Peace out from the Greatness Machine. She's my lover.
Are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and, gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their fields. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.